Well, Stephen O'Doherty, welcome to Hope Media as the new host of Open House. And we'll be launching very soon. And there's some pretty big shoes that you're going to be filling as the, I guess, following on from Sheridan Voysey, the founder, and then Lee Hatcher, and then we had Dwayne Jeffries.
Yeah, three good friends of mine.
Yeah. Pretty big shoes to fill. Yeah. What made you put your hand up to do this role?
Well, you know, I've been involved with Christian media for a long time in the governance space. We've long felt that the lack of an open house program meant we were missing something. We were missing an opportunity to have conversations that we couldn't really have anywhere else. And I mean, in our own Christian media, and also particularly in the media world in Australia generally. A place to have those conversations that can go to a deeper place, to have conversations that can ask different questions that other media are not asking, and a place where we can, quite literally, aim to be a life-changing influence and a culture-changing influence.
You bring a lot of experience to this role. You've worked in a lot of different areas. So you started off in journalism, in broadcast, TV and radio.
Yeah.
You've worked in Christian leadership, education, politics as a New South Wales parliamentarian in the 90s. And you were a drive show presenter on commercial radio.
I was.
And so now as a presenter of this show, which will cover a lot of those areas, no doubt you'll be drawing on that experience.
Well, it is interesting. I started out as a young man with a passion to be in radio and a passion to do news and current affairs, talk radio. In the 80s, I was given the opportunity, an amazing opportunity. I was in my early 20s. Given the opportunity to be one of the pioneers of the News Talk format in Australia. And I did the Drive Time program on 2GB, News Talk it was called in those days. We were the first commercial, all-talk radio station, all news and current affairs. And we were really pioneering something. It was a very exciting time to be in radio. During that period, I had such a love of radio, and it was about the pursuit of ratings, I think, as much as anything else. I've had a long time since then, because of the various other careers I've had, to reflect on the whole role of radio in our society. And I've really come to believe strongly that community radio generally, and Christian community radio in particular, are coming into their own now in the 21st century as media that we have to have in order for our democracy to be strong, in order for us to have those great conversations that go to deeper questions than you'll get elsewhere.
Mm. Now, I believe that you were known as quite a tough interviewer in your earlier radio days, and one writer once called you a dog with a bone.
And yes, dear Heather Chapman in the Daily Telegraph, Sunday Telegraph.
Yeah, so what has changed since then? Because I believe you have quite a different approach now.
Well, I was a very tenacious interviewer, and I think one of the features of our program, the Sundown Rundown, was that I'd get the Premier or the Prime Minister or whatever, you know, whoever on. There's a lot of politics in the program, and no one else was doing that at that time of the day. We'd get them on and I'd ask them a question, and I'd keep pursuing the question until I got to an answer. It became a contest between me and the interviewee, and politicians are very good at evading answers. I know that because I then spent 10 years as a politician, as a member of parliament, in fact. And there's a difference, by the way, between MP and politician that maybe we'll discuss one time on the program. I'm still tenacious. I still want to get to the truth. But what happened in my mid-20s while I was still in my broadcasting phase was that I became a Christian. I accepted the truth about Jesus and what he did and, you know, the necessary response for us because of what Christ did for us. I'm still tenacious about the truth, but I'm looking for a truth now that reflects a sense of God's truth. And in those days, I think what we were trying to do was to get to a truth that came from a range of different places. There are any number of studies and lots of words written about the culture and the various influences, including commercial influences on commercial radio, for example. Arguments about the left-wing or right-wing so-called bias of the media. Everybody brings a sense of their own perspective into a story that they write. The perspective that we'll bring in Open House will be this perspective of looking for a truth that's greater than our own society, our own culture, but a truth that goes to what God wants for us as people he made in his image, what God wants for us as a society that flourishes in a way that, you know, gives honour and glory to him.
What are some of the issues that we can expect to come up on the Open House show?
Look, I think any issue is on the table. Open House is exactly that. And one of the things that Open House has always been very good at, and which I'm, especially given my background across, you know, media, politics and so on, we're very keen on the idea that every subject is a subject that we ought to be able to analyse from a Christian perspective. And you'll hear perspectives on Open House that you won't hear on other media. You'll hear a different way of looking at things. What we're hoping to do, what we're aiming to do, is to help to influence the discussions that take place when people who listen hear something that they might not have thought of, and then they'll be able to, you know, have that discussion with the people around them. So everything from the very big moral questions of our time, and I don't need to go through all of those, they're well talked about, right through to daily politics or home affordability or any issue that concerns human affairs, we think we deserve to explore what God might think about that and how we might, as his people, respond in love towards others to make the world a better place.
And will there be a sprinkling of culture along the way?
Yes, we'll be making culture. So if by that you mean, are we going to be playing music and examining art and film and all of that? So absolutely. Culture, by the way, is everything. Mm. Culture, the definition of culture is it's us making meaning of our world, making meaning of the world that God's given us. And the culture that you get in a secular environment is going to be different from the culture, the meaning making that you'll get in a program like Open House, where we're asking questions about a godly perspective, a Christian perspective, if you like. So yes, art, film, and so on. I'm a musician myself, so you're not going to stop me from being involved in all of those great things as well.
Great. And one last question. You've made a lot of appearances as a guest yourself on TV shows recently, like The Drum and Q&A and The Panel. Mm. So you're very familiar with that robust media environment. And now you'll be on the other side again as the host and the moderator. What's different about Open House, and how will Open House be different to what mainstream media does?
If you watch some of those programs, you'll see that, well, I want to refer back to what I said a minute ago. If you watch a program closely, you will eventually see something of, get some understanding of the perspectives that have informed the people who've put the program together. Mm. And most often we're not overt about those perspectives. Christian radio is different because it says, well, we're coming from a Christian perspective, so judge us by that standard, by all means, but this is the perspective we bring when we explore this issue. The difference perhaps between what we're doing on Open House, what we do in Christian media generally, and say a secular media organisation, is that some of the things that we need to be godly in the way that we approach the people that we interview. So you ask me, you know, will this be a robust program of robust interviews? Look, in my 20s, I was a very robust interviewer. And sometimes I'll have to admit to you, before I became a Christian and realized that my role was to respect everybody who God had made in his image, I would go after people because I was going after them as a person. Mm. An interviewer is in a very powerful position, potentially, and to get somebody on the air, radio or television, and pursue them to the point where you make them embarrassed or make them squirm or, you know, in some way bring them down, it's not respectful. It doesn't help the debate 8 times out of 10, 9 times out of 10. Look, sometimes it is necessary, and our society depends on robust seeking after truth. That doesn't mean robust destroying of individuals. So I think what changed for me when I became a Christian as a journalist back in my 20s was that I started pursuing the truth of an issue rather than my own perception of where I wanted to go to bring down that interviewee. That's one difference. We'll be a program. Open House has house rules. The house rules are that it is open. It's an open place for conversation. Every perspective is to be valued and is worthwhile, unless it's obviously something that's deliberately mean and nasty and defamatory and so on. There's no need for that sort of debate in Australia. But Open House is a place for respectful debate. Open House is a place where we'll have lots of talkback calls. We want people to participate in the discussion. We don't want to hear only from people who agree with the people on the air. We want disagreement that produces an outcome that points us to a new truth, a truth about how God wants us to be as his people in his world, the world he made. So yeah, it's going to be robust, but it'll be respectful. And it'll be a place where everybody comes to the table and we agree on a few basic house rules. We're not going to try to destroy each other, but we're going to disagree constructively and try to find some sort of consensus out of the discussion that we have.
Well, Stephen O'Doherty, we look forward to the first show and thanks for your time.
It's going to be great fun. Thank you, Claire.